Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here. Rock Cod Rick Maxa's here, too. And we're talking some fishing with Corey Sandin from MC Swim Baits. In case you didn't hear, Bay Bass tournament that's supposed to be happening today is postponed till next Saturday.
Right.
It's better off.
It's
better
perfect.
Tides,
perfect all the
no
way around.
Rain.
So cool.
Can you imagine last week, what were you thinking? We were talking about the, you know, the new AFCO gear and all the great rain gear that you can get from AFCO now, and talking about it pouring rain and being like the storm of the century and all that kind of stuff. And how was your enthusiasm about going out there and sitting in the rain all day?
You know I love fishing.
Oh, yeah.
And you know I love this Bay Bass tournament. It really is. It is like my favorite tournament of the year.
Yeah.
Dreading is definitely not the word, because that's not what it was. Yeah. The part that I was dreading was like the hour before the tournament starts. You know what I mean? Because they get everybody launched and it's before safe flight. I could feel that in my mind. We were talking, it's going to be freezing, it's going to be raining, it's going to be windy, and just like sitting there. Once you're fishing, the adrenaline's kicking and you're going through the motions and you're making your cast and you're setting the boat up over the spot you want to fish, that'll be fine. But it was that like knowing it's going to be cold and freezing. Oh, I was not looking for it. And now next weekend, nice weather, better tides. Oh,
all good.
Dude,
it was meant to happen.
You're right, man. It was meant
to
be.
Corey? And for you too, being in that tent.
Oh,
for sure.
I wasn't looking forward to it. The soggy ground.
All your stuff in there, So it's all good. It's just amazing the way things work out, right?
One thing Rick didn't mention is he was going to be in a much larger boat than the previous last year's winner, which a little bit of shop talk smack, I'm sure, with Brandon Wynn in it.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been, I think, in probably a little bit smaller boat.
There's no probably about it.
Yeah, right.
They so fished the Valdez aluminum ride.
That'd
be really tough. That'd be really tough.
That'd be very tough. Well, we're giving away a couple of great prizes thanks to Corey Sandin, and actually have a line open, right?
You're not kidding, man. It's been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, what an opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090. That's our local number. It's all full right now, but we do have a toll-free line open. That one's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only your direct connect to talk to Corey, but also your opportunity to win one of two awesome prizes. And, man, just again, we got to say thanks to Corey. What a cool opportunity. Two lucky callers are each going to win a $100 custom MC swim bait kit that Corey's going to put together for you. Just really, really cool opportunity for two lucky callers. Again, the only line open, 877-792-1090. With that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It's time for our FishDope.com report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get that Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. It'll help you catch everything from the school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna. With all brass crimps and other features, it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method for the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And during this long-range big fish season, I got to say it too, Fisherman's Landing Tackle, that is our connection when you're fishing heavy line. 100-pound, 130-pound, we use the Sato Crimp Kit every day. It's the best.
And I'll tell you what, on the Journeyman, Largo and Mitchell are the crew members on the Journeyman with Russell on that trip, and I still need to talk about that trip.
I can't wait to hear it. I'm dying.
But they were saying they have a lot of failures with the pre-made wind-ons. Even the good ones, they have had multiple failures because that's all big fish.
Yeah, sure.
And so I said, well, you guys should look into that Sato crimp, because if you make it yourself and you do it right, likelihood of a failure is very, very, very low.
I couldn't agree with you more, man. It's
so
awesome.
That's, if you want a fish of a lifetime, you don't want to lose it to a failure from somebody else's wind-on.
There's nothing
so
worse.
Make your own.
Yeah,
use
for
a Sato
sure.
Kit.
You got to, hey, it's a must-have piece of gear. If you want to get it, you can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. It's time for that FishDope.com report. Let's start it off with a man, our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, Corey.
Beautiful day on the water day, Mark.
You know, I couldn't believe listening to Ricky there a minute ago whining and crying and sniveling about maybe having to go fishing in a, you know, a little drizzle and a knot or two of breeze.
Yeah, yeah. A little breeze,
yeah,
little moisture.
It was only 50 knots yesterday, yeah.
Oh, man, I'm with you, brother. It's just like the heck with that stuff sometimes. But, man, guys, we got
wind.
A double dose of winter here this week. Holy cow, and we got the third and final round coming later on tonight through Monday, and it's supposed to be the biggest one of them all, so it's going to be really interesting. So we had some wild weather yesterday for sure, and it's still nasty out there. Tanner Bowie right now is 17 and a half feet at 16 seconds. Oh, I can't even imagine what that would look like. 10 feet right here in the channel, in the Pedro Channel. Gusting 30 plus at Catalina right now. No thanks. So, and then like I said, you know, the big one's coming later on tonight through tomorrow. And then, but when it blows through, I think we're going to have a nice stretch, and that bodes well because, you know, there was a little happening before, we got weathered out here this week. There's been some good bass fishing here local. Guys are, checking out Iser Reefs, which is a stock spot here at this time of year. And Iser started out as individual modules spread out over close to a mile of bottom. The outside spots are in 16 fathoms, inside are in 13. And over the years, they've added so much stuff to that. Now it's almost one big giant complex. There's, you know, rocks, concrete, rubble, bridge abutments, light poles, which are the ones I like because they stick up like 20 feet off the bottom, and sunken barges out there. Huge amount of structure, and it equals a huge amount of quality fish. It's a good place to learn how to fish. And they've got all the numbers of stuff in between 2 and 20 fathoms if you want to get the inside scoop on that. And also before the weather, there was just a dab, not a volume, but just a dab here and there, that big yellowtail showing around down south. The skiff guys are picking away on some brood school fish there from that Mission Bay to Ahoya sector. And it's nice ones, all good ones. You usually is at this time of year. And then the other area, the opposite direction, up here at Santa Barbara Island, that little tiny island that does not get much traffic, some good great yellow biting around there still. They're biting the yo-yo jig up there, no sign of surface action, but deep water structure for those Santa Barbara Island home guards are almost always around. So, you know, not a lot going on right now. I think it's going to change when this weather blows through. Everybody's going to be all, you know, house fevered. You know, they're going to be ready to get out there and tear it up. So we should get some good coverage later on this week. But watch the weather next couple of days, guys.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. And FishDope.com, when it gets through, Danny will keep you posted. He'll keep you what's going on. $20 off a new membership to FishDope.com right now. Use the code Hook up now. It's all lowercase. There's no space. And if you want to get info, sea bass, bait tanks, and more, Mark Wish is the man at Pacific Edge. How do we find you, Mark?
We're in Huntington Beach, corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And, yeah, we got lots of good stuff coming on. We're already getting busy. So if you guys think of new tanks and stuff, you want to get your order in because I think this year is going to be exactly like the last few, just crazy, crazy busy. So.
All right. We'll take it.
Sounds good to me. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Talk to you next week.
Okay, right. You got it, guys. We'll see you.
All right. Let's head on now down to San Diego, over to C4th Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Oh, as you can probably guess, a little slow the last couple of days here.
Yeah, I
see that.
No boats out
today?
A little
short report. Yeah, well, not intentionally. I haven't checked the dock to see if any of them blew away. We didn't schedule any to leave. So maybe send someone down to check on
that.
Well, we had some continued that yellowtail fish on the half day early in the week. The new Seaforth had a few yellowtail on the boat there. And since then, like I said, the weather's kind of gone downhill. A little bit of fish, but hopefully they get back on that when this weather blows through here. We did have some day and a half boats out last weekend, and they had a nice mix of yellowtail on some of those, very good bottom fishing, rockfish and the like, which, as we know, you can't catch in California right now, so a good option if you want to do a little freezer filler or get some nice rockfish on there. And they'll all be back online next week, assuming this weather doesn't wash the landing away. So not much to say as far as fishing goes, but definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. We'll have our schedule up there. And I would expect in the middle of later week we'll get back online there. The day and a half going out next weekend. So options there. Whale watching back online. If you have anyone visiting or you just want to go out on the water but aren't ready to fish, want to do a little short trip, check that out. You can give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And if you put on your waders, you can come down and visit us.
Yeah, no kidding. That's as soon as, you know, next week's going to be nice. Yeah.
Make sure you're wearing the tall extra tufts if you go visit Marcos today.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I'm looking out the window right now. It looks beautiful. You know, then you open the door and, you know, stuff blowing down the breezeway there. So yeah. A little deceptive for some of those people that might not be right on the water here, but definitely not whether you want to be out in.
No.
AFCO
no
jacket and a pair of extra tufts. You can come down and see Marcos and get all your reels filled for when the weather does get good again.
Yeah. You might want to put some, 1 pound sinkers in your boots too while you're out
there. There you go.
Great report, Marcos. Appreciate it. As always, the good, the bad, and the weather.
Yeah. We'll talk to you next weekend, guys. Hopefully it's a little better report.
All right.
Sure it will be.
Appreciate that. All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, Spartans Apart by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything that you need to go fishing. They have a complete saltwater tackle store, a full deli. They offer Mexican and California licenses. They offer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all of the freshwater tackle, live bait, and all of those killer MC swim baits that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check out danalanding.com for more info.
Indeed. And Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial, that does have our Northern Baja report. He's down in Puerto Vallarta right now fishing on the Great White with Jack Nielsen and the gang. And next weekend, we'll have Jack and Andy Cates.
Oh, cool.
The Red Rooster 3. So Jack will have a report from down there, and also he'll have good info for what's going on the Red Rooster, too, because I know they've been getting them. So that's going to be good. And tomorrow on Let's Talk Hookup, it's going to be kind of a unique show. We have Yanni from Fisherman's Belly. He's got a great website, Fisherman's Belly. He's got so many great recipes that he shares with people. He's a chef and a specialist at cooking fish. So
cool.
We're going to be talking about eating tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to that. It'll be something different. I always
love about eating. Yeah. and eating good fish and how to cook it. And Yanni's a real pro, and we're really looking forward to that.
I'm looking forward to that because I love eating fish, and I'm super lame when it comes to it. Like, it's so difficult for me to do anything other than just take a fillet and throw some olive oil and salt and pepper and put it on the barbecue. You know, and I like when we do things that are different than that so much. You know, every time Pete always talks about these crazy killer things that Lolly makes, I was like, man, I need to do that. But just, you know, it'll be nice to hear from somebody. You know, it's gonna be cool.
And he'll have information on how to navigate his website and stuff. Really easy, really great stuff, and good recipes too. And he'll describe how he creates these recipes and makes them easy for everybody to use, you know, sourcing the fish and such like that.
Awesome.
Yanni's a real knowledgeable guy, and it's going to be fun.
Cool. I'm looking forward to it.
What a perfect thing to do on a rainy day, windy day,
right?
Happy fishing. Let's eat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I wanted to report on our journeyman sport fishing,
yes,
fishing trip. We had the 2.5-day Let's Talk Hookup trip left Sunday, and then we left Sunday afternoon from Puerto Vallarta, flew down on Alaska Airlines, easy flight out of San Diego, just nonstop, 2 hours and 15 minutes, something like that.
Sweet.
You're in Puerto Vallarta, so easy. And we got down there, got on the boat, and headed down out to the fishing grounds. A little bumpy weather on the way up. It was blowing, and we had a little rough ride on the way up, but by the time the morning came, we were in the zone, and the weather started coming down
nice
progressively through the whole day. Fishing's very, very tough. You know, you read reports from some of the boats. Fishing's tough for everybody down
right
there. You got to read between the lines. I'm just going to tell you honestly here. If you got a trip down there, the problem is red crab.
Okay.
Guess what? Just
no
like here, the
too
thing is out. Everything is loaded with red crab, and the red crab is everywhere down there. Needless to say, that being said, you still have a chance to catch a fish of a lifetime if you go down there and on a short trip. But it's not full-speed, wide-open fishing like maybe some of the people might want you to think. You're not going to be catching 200-pounders, rolling them over the rail constantly. It's not going to happen. We hooked 6 fish in 2 days. One of them was like 200 pounds. There were 3 that were like 190-ish, 200 pounds,
nice,
right there. And one about 120. We broke off another couple that were probably in that 120. It was one school that swam through in that 120 range.
Nice.
But needless to say, we had a great group of guys. 4 personal bests, 4 fish on the boat, 4 personal bests.
No kidding.
You're going down there to catch a big one. It's an awesome experience.
Yeah. You're trophy hunting.
So don't go down there expecting to just have wide open fishing right now, because
yeah,
it could happen, but
if wide open fishing exists there at times. Of course it does.
Of course,
but
absolutely.
That is how big fishing works, though.
Fishing.
You know, big fish fishing is not It's not like school-sized tuna where you catch 100 a day. You know, it's plucking off big ones, and it's having the right gear and the right crew and guys like Russell and Mitchell and Largo. I mean, like...
Did we have a great time? Absolutely. Great group of people. We had so much fun. Oh, my God, the food on that boat is unbelievable.
That's so cool. And just how about the boat?
Julio, the chef. And then the boat is... It's like fishing on somebody's multi-million dollar custom yacht, which it is.
Yeah, because that's what you're doing.
That's what you're doing. You're fishing on that. And... Russell, the captain, is unbelievable. Largo and Mitchell, the crew members, are, and then the gear. You know, our deal included all the gear to use for free, and their gear is dialed.
Yeah, it really
you
is.
Do not need to bring any gear if you're going on our trip on the Journeyman, or even if you're going on the Journeyman. Don't bring any gear. Just use theirs. Pay the package. I think their package price is like $100 extra. Ours is going to be free, of course, on our trip, but. Use their tackle because it's dialed.
Yeah.
One guy came and brought his own tackle. He wasn't dialed.
Uh-huh.
And he shouldn't have been using the tackle he was using. He should have been using the other tackle. But that's another story.
Sure.
So use the tackle that they have on the Journeyman, and you will be happy. Because if you hook the right fish, right. If you have that opportunity to hook the fish, which there may only be one opportunity, one bite, right?
That's it, man.
You got to take advantage of that. Speaking of one bite, we have one spot left. As of day before yesterday, we had one spot left on Rick's 3.5 day in March. I think it's the 11th of something like that.
It sounds right, yeah.
Yeah, right in the middle, right between the two Fred Hall shows. Actually, it's during the Bakersfield show, but between the Long Beach show and the Del Mar show is the 3.5 day. There was one spot left on that trip. The details are on our website, hookup1090.com. If you want to go with Ricky and take advantage of an incredible operation there, journeymansportfishing.com.
12th through the 16th.
The 12th through the 16th. And, Bart, is that when the Bakersfield show is?
Well, the Bakersfield show is March 10th to the 12th, and I was just calling to invite Rick to come up. Darn, he can't make it. Oh, darn.
He's going to be in Puerto Vallarta.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds great.
Hi, Bart.
Hi, how are you? You know, when you think of Corey Sandin on the radio, I started smiling right away. You know, he's that guy that when you think of his face, you smile, because I can't think of him without a smile on his face.
That's the truth.
That sounds like good times, Bart. How you doing?
Yeah, and he takes me fishing so often, that's why I say that.
Oh, man.
Oh, that was a low blow, wasn't it? Okay.
You're welcome to come anytime you want to go.
Let me rub it in a little.
Yeah.
Going fishing with Corey is awesome.
Yeah.
So much fun, and you catch so many fish, Bart. It's really fantastic. Yeah. You got to try it sometime.
You know, the thing is, I was thinking of that young father who called in with that 7-year-old. I hope he's still listening, and I hope he comes to the Fred Hall shows this year, because that's the perfect scenario.
Yeah.
You know, go by Jared Smith's booth there at Parcher's Resort and talk about trout fishing, or by the Convict Lake Resort, or over at the Mammoth Lake Seminary, out to the trout pond. 7 years old, he can fish the trout pond still, and he can get casting lessons down there for the fishing game outside. And it's such a great place for a 7-year-old young fisherman starting out. Go listen to Corey's seminars. When Corey gives a seminar, you feel like he's talking just to you. No matter how many people are in the room, he has that ability to connect with you and make you understand what it is and the passion that he has. So I hope that young man is listening, and I hope you bring your son. Come on out to the Fred Hall show. We'd love to have you there.
Well,
yeah,
said.
No doubt
awesome.
About it. That's really great. And is Corey right? It's 5 weeks away.
Yeah.
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 Oh, boy. We better get rolling.
Come on,
here.
Bart.
We're looking forward to it, Bart. You know, while you're on the line, I know you're on the board of directors with Coastal Conservation Association of California with myself, and I want to throw out a big congratulations and thank you to John Bellotti, who's on the CCA California board of directors with us. He's also on the board for the LA Rod and Reel Club and regional stakeholder for the Marine Life Protection Act. He was just appointed to the Marine Protected Area Federal Advisory Committee, and that's so important. He's got a 4-year term on that Marine Protected Area Federal Advisory Committee. Not quite sure what they do, but I'm guessing that they make the decisions when it comes to MPAs. Is that right, Bart?
Yeah, they do it, and it's a big deal to have him there. It's a big time commitment from him, and everyone has to thank him for that. You know, we need anglers in these positions, and we need volunteer anglers, guys who have real jobs but have to give them up and go and help people make good decisions about our fisheries and our access to fishing.
Yes.
And I hope everyone doesn't turn off when we start talking about stuff like this, because this Conservation Association, the Coastal Conservation Association of California, is so important. The fights that we've had over the last 2 years are not over. They're really just beginning. But now we have a national organization to back us up, and we have some clout and we have some voice. But we need your help. This is a member-driven organization. It's not top-down. It's bottom-up. So when you come to the shows, please join. Take advantage of Steve Pinard's wonderful offer, you know, of $40.
Well, that was last Saturday.
That was over, yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, stuff like that. I mean, every time you hear an offer like that, anytime you hear anything, you're going to hear a bunch now coming up to Showtime. Take advantage of it.
So, am I right that you get into the show free if you renew or join Coastal Conservation Association?
If you buy the special package at the show, yes, that is correct.
Okay, and awesome. You get that booklet that gives you all kinds of discounts. We're going to included in that, I'm going to release it right now. I have these in association with Maui Jim and Engel Coolers. We had these Engel tumblers made with the Maui Jim and Let's Talk Hookup logo. They're like $40 tumblers. They're unbelievable.
Yeah,
I took
awesome.
One down to Puerto Vallarta with me, and it believe me, keeps your ice cold for a long time. They're unbelievable. We're going to be giving that away at the show, and there's a coupon in the booklet when you buy a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses and a T-shirt. We're going to be giving those away. Limited edition. We only have a very, very few of them. But that's one of the many things that's in that booklet that if you join CCA, at the show that you're going to get.
You should have put Maui Mikey's picture on it to make it really limited.
Well, he'll be there autographing it in person.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Bart.
Well, yeah, and that's the thing. If you buy this special package at the show, much of this money stays here in California. If you just renew, that money goes back to National, which is important. We need to support National, but this special package gives an extra boost to the money that stays here to help us fight our California battles.
No doubt about it. Hey, Bart Hall, we're looking forward to the shows.
Me too, Pete. I really am. I can't wait. I'm so excited. Mike is already in the office. I'll be joining him soon. I have to cook breakfast first, you know, as I listen to you. I'm doing that right now. The shows are selling out faster than they ever have in the 71-year history. Bakersfield is completely sold out already. It's just unbelievable. Something's happening. Something's in the air.
Something's in the air. I think it's fishing. Hey.
I think it is.
Bart, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
All right.
Bye, Corey.
See you, Bart. You. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. The phones are absolutely packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Corey. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
Buying a boat is a big decision, and you don't want to make a costly mistake with the wrong one. This is Pete Giacalone for Kussler Yachts. I've been in the fishing business my whole life. In fact, there are probably many of you out there that have fished with me. Well, now I've taken my boating knowledge and joined the team at Kussler Yachts. Mike Kussler and the rest of our team are true professionals when it comes to finding you the right boat. Just ask Pete Gray. I helped him make the right decision on his new boat after an extensive search, and we can help you find the boat of your dreams. We specialize in sport fishing boats and are the exclusive dealer for Regulator Marine, the finest center consoles on the market. At Kussler Yachts, we know fishing and we know boats, inside and out. We can save you thousands of dollars and get you into the right fishing boat for your needs and budget. Kussler Yachts is located on the waterfront at the beautiful Kona Kai Resort, and you can check us out on our website at KusslerYachts.com. That's KusslerYachts.com. Or give us a call at 1-866-607-5471. Ask for Pete and let me know you heard about it on Let's Talk Hookup.
Los Angeles Boat Show is happening today and tomorrow, and it's moved to a much better location, too. The Fairplex in Pomona, it's easy to reach from all points in Southern California. And if you're looking for something to do today, you can't go fishing today or tomorrow. So why not go to the boat show, the Los Angeles Boat Show? It's fun for the whole family. It opens at 10 o'clock this morning, goes to 9 o'clock tonight. Tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's just $15 to get in. 12 and under are free, and it discounts for active military. And it's, like I say, easy to reach right there in the Fairplex in Pomona. The Los Angeles Boat Show, happening today and tomorrow. Check losangelesboatshow.com for more information.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best coverage of the NFL playoffs and Super Bowl 51 is right here.
Incredible!
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
All right, speaking of the boat show, Duncan McIntosh from the Los Angeles Boat Show live. Good morning, Duncan.
Hey, good morning, Pete. How you doing?
Hey, doing great. All I can say is thank goodness you took this show over, because now you've really made it quite a show. And we know when Duncan's involved, it's going to be a lot more fishing stuff there, too.
Thank you for the kind words. This is the first show I've ever done that had a backdrop of snow on the mountains.
Sweet.
It's amazing. I mean, and a little chilly, too. But today the sun's out. We expect it to be sunny all day. Tomorrow, probably rain. Yesterday, rain. The day before, rain. So the nice thing is that for the anglers, this is kind of what your element. So we've got it all, except the fact is you get sun if you really are one of those people that's rain-averse.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what a perfect thing to do on a rainy or cold or windy day is head over to the boat show in Pomona there at the Fairplex, which is so easy. How's that? It's been downtown L.A. for years, and now you moved it to that great location. How's the new location working out?
You know, it's great. It's given us a lot more flexibility. We've got four big buildings here that are all part of the show, and, of course, they have a lot more, which there's room for expansion. And tonight I'm going to test the getting to San Diego. I'm going down to a yacht broker's dinner on Shelter Island, so I will have a first-hand account of how the transportation was back and forth. So we're going to try it for San Diego.
Wow, aren't you a mobile guy there, back and forth there, for sure. So tell us what's in there for anglers and just boating people in general, people that want to check out the boat show today and tomorrow.
Well, if it's something you want on a trailer, I think we've got it. We've got a good start this year with Robalos and Whalers and Pursuit and Trackers, Makos, Nitros, Rangers. We've even got some pontoon fishers. And I got Bass Pro. They usually don't go in shows, so we've got them in the show this year. Anglers,
nice.
Marine, Tillys, nice. Sun Country, Bass Pro, all of them.
I know Inland so, Boat Center's there, right? The guys from Inland.
Inland Boat
the
Center
Defiance.
Is here, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so there's a lot of fishing boats there.
We got a good turnout of fishing boats. We were just, I mean, this kind of came at us at the, not the last minute, but we haven't had the amount of time we'd normally like to set one of these up. So we've been scrambling, but it's all here. And the show's full. We got a, almost a sold out in terms of the number of boats. And we've had, considering the rain, we've had a really good turnout of people coming to the show.
It's a great sign.
Yeah. I know one of our new sponsors here, Blue Seas Fabrication, is there to talk about that Sea Deck, which is kind of
cool.
New to Southern California. And those you can go down and talk to the guy, Ken and the guys down there to, about Sea Deck and Blue Seas Fabrication and the how that can change the look of your boat, whether it's a trailer boat or a big boat, right?
Absolutely. That's and it's a great item. I've looked at it. I haven't tried it, but it's got great potential.
Yeah, but that's just kind of one example of the many different things for boat owners or potential boat owners that you can see today and tomorrow at the Fairflex in Pomona, the Los Angeles Boat Show. Iconic. Now taken over by Duncan McIntosh, the guy that knows his stuff. So how do we find you there, Duncan?
Well, you take the 57 if you're coming that direction or the 10. We're one exit to the east of the 57 on the 10 freeway. You take the Fairflex exit and you're right there.
Yeah. Well, the good news is because of the weather, it's kind of nice. So it's perfect way to get there, right?
Traffic should be light. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, and the show opens at 10 o'clock today, right?
10 o'clock today. This is the 61st annual, by the way. So it's been,
cool.
We just had to keep this one going. It's got everything that we need for Southern California for trailer boats.
All right. So go check it out. The Los Angeles Boat Show right now. Over at the Fairplex in Pomona. Thanks for joining us, Duncan. Good luck today and tomorrow.
Great, Pete. Thanks for having me on.
All right. You betcha. All right. Phones are packed. They want to talk to Corey.
Every single phone line is full. Let's talk to Dan. He's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. I've got some MC swim baits, but I got a kind of a dumb question. What's a slug?
Slug? No, that's not a dumb question.
It's
at
that
all.
Thing in the yard, right?
Yeah, exactly. That stinky thing. But slugs are the basically like a sluggo style or a fluke style lure. You know, the elongated. And for saltwater fishing, I made them a lot beefier, all the way to the tail, so you're not ripping them up. They're more durable, and just named them the slug so people could kind of relate. But that's a fun style. For calico, and seriously, you could take that same rig to, like Rick going El Salto or freshwater fishing and get them good on it, too. So
I think that's what I have then.
And then I also work for Lincott in Alaska,
oh,
too.
Man, they work so good up in Alaska.
And halibut fishing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fishing, yeah. Sand bass, calico on a leadhead, too.
It's not just for calico anymore.
Yeah, I know. How about that?
What about the 5-inch slug? And, you know, the big slug is what I would say gets most of the press, but that 5-inch slug can be a really good bait, too. How does one go about fishing that, working that, and what scenarios would you fish the smaller slug as opposed to the bigger one?
If you were fishing the harbor or fishing even calicos, but only down 15 foot, like in the bay, Mission Bay, 3/8 of an ounce of a leadhead or even a 1/4 ounce, the lighter the better because you're going to get more ear, I don't know the right words to say, but erratic pattern as far as it falling, you know, in different directions. Where the heavier the weight you go, the more direct straight up and down. You don't want that. You want to go as light as you can get away with, and because there's not a parachute or a paddle tail on the back end, you can get away with a super light lead head.
It has a real natural dying fish fall to it.
And it's a reactionary bite that's hammering it.
Most of your bites come on the sink with something like that?
90% of it's on the sink, you know, and it's so easy in the bay. I throw it out, I let it sink. Hit the bottom, I wind in 3, 4, 5 foot, let it sink again, and it's pretty dummy-proof.
Wow.
Nice.
There you go. We like that.
Yeah, that's my style.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Ron Baker, what's up, Ron?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hi, Ron.
Good. Good morning.
Hey, Corey. You know what, Corey? You are a factor, you know that?
No doubt about
good
that.
Good stuff, Ron.
Well, I'm calling about the Lake Poway Youth Derby. It's coming up on the 3rd and 4th of February. It's our 23rd year. Beautiful, sponsored by El Cajon Ford and Friends of Rollo and Mission Indians from Verona. It's a wonderful event. It's It's a camp out on Friday night, a seminar and a raffle and a free pizza feed. And then, of course, Saturday is the event. We stock the lake, pull the Nebraska tailwalkers, and the kids have a ball. And it's just been a great tournament through all the years, and I'm looking forward to it. And this year, I'm going to give a seminar at Turner's. Lori hooked up at Turner's in San Marcos. She's been involved pretty heavily the last 3 or 4 years, and we're going to give a seminar for the kids on the 28th.
Nice.
At 12:30 to 1:30, if the kids want to come out and learn how to rig and just get a feel for the lake and talk about what works and what doesn't work and how to fish it and how to go about it. I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be a good deal.
So the seminar, Ron, is a week from today, right?
Yeah.
Up at Turner's Outdoorsman in San Marcos. And then the tournament is 2 weeks from today, the 4th of February, right?
Yeah, that's it. We started a camp out on Friday night. We've been doing that now for, I don't know how many years, 5, 6 years maybe. And people really love it. And that's a great venue. The lake's like, you drive up the road and it's just like driving into a different world. And people camp all over there, set their tents up. And hopefully the weather will be good. You know, we've had some pretty good rain here the last. And you know what's going to benefit with this is all of our Southern California lakes are going to get full of water. Thank God we need it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. All right, so once again, seminar at Turner's Outdoorsman, San Marcos, 1 week from today. What time is that?
12:30.
Okay, and then the actual tournament. How do you get into the actual tournament at Lake Poway there? How do you show up.
That's all. Start fishing at 6. You just show up. Gates are open at 5. And
it's all free.
Oh, yeah, it's all free. Yeah,
for the kids. How about that?
That's so cool, Ron. Awesome. Good job, Ron.
Good job, Ron.
Good people doing good things, Ron.
All right, guys, come on out. It's going to be a good one.
All right.
Thank you.
Ron.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, the phones are absolutely packed up. Let's talk to Dave. He's calling us from Spring Valley this morning. Hi, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Dave.
Always a great show when you got Corey on.
No doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Wealth of knowledge. I got to tell you real quick, while I've been waiting on hold, I filled up my truck with gas, paid for a shopping cart of goodies at Home Depot, and just finished a stack of pancakes.
All right.
Not bad. I'm missing out on the tournament today, though. I'm super excited. It's terrible that it got canceled, but I understand the safety of the guys is first and foremost.
You going to be there next weekend?
Definitely not canceled. Let's be sure about that. Not canceled, just postponed 1 week later.
Right, postponed till next weekend. Well, we'll go with it. Corey, anything new and exciting with any small swim baits again?
Well, no, just that, you know, the 6-inch is the latest new version of the swimmer, 6-inch, and it's pretty meaty. It fits a 9-aught hook, and we were talking about the slugs earlier, too. I just finished that I'll have, and they'll be in Fishman soon, and Dana. Coming toward the Long Beach show. It'll take about that long to do them all. But a little miniature 4-inch slug that I had before. Ooh. That I kind of let go and just kind of revamped it and bringing it back. It's been quite a few years.
And that,
since
is that going to be for calico? Or
no, it's for the bay. It's a little bay. It fits a little, like, eighth of an ounce or quarter ounce. You could fish on a darter head even.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're tiny little 4-inch slugs that are spotty.
Kind of like the old Sluggo style.
It is, but they're again, they're beefier for saltwater.
Yeah.
Spottylicious, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's spottyrific.
Cool. Hey, great. Thanks a lot, and we'll see you down at the Bay Bass Tournament next Saturday.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. Talk to Kim. Kim's called us from San Diego this morning. Hey, Kim, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. This one's for Corey. Regarding freshwater and, you know, this move that's been going on, I guess, for a number of years regarding swim baits, it's really taken off. What are your top two colors, or maybe top three colors and sizes in the freshwater, one? And then two, what do you see kind of evolving in the freshwater when it comes to the swim baits that you have on the horizon? What, you know, any kind of, I've noticed that you've mentioned a few, you know, up-and-coming products like this last little 4-inch Sluggo for the bay or slug for the bay, that type of thing. What do you see you doing in the freshwater in the future? Second question.
You know, the beauty of it is, and those are great questions. Again, I make everything I have, I've actually physically made, and I'm always working on something new. I'm always never sitting idle. And I would say right now what you're going to be looking at, like upcoming, is weedless stuff. With these lakes like Hodges and El Cap and all this stuff filling up, they haven't been up for many years. So you're going to be looking at thick vegetation. Now it's going to be flooded, you know, and being able to, those largemouth get frisky and get up shallow and get in there and to be able to fish weedless is probably your big deal. But on the horizon, I mean, it's just, I don't know what to tell. I'm always working on something, period, you know, and just coming out like right now as we speak with that 6-inch. I mean, that's the latest, greatest, you know, for a $3 lure.
MC Swim Baits never sits still either, too. Like, you even, you know, we've watched you redo several of your baits several times, you know, like I had the best, you know, the best swimming, you know, weedless calico bass swim bait, and then it came out, you know, the same bait, but a little different tail style, you know, figuring out ways you can put a better hook in it or make the bait track better. And, you know, that's one thing, like, Corey's always evolving and improving. You make the best thing, and then, you know, a couple years later, he'll make that best thing even better again.
And for a reason. I mean, it's always, you know, changing it for the better. And if you look at the colors, like a Shiner IU color I make is phenomenal, works really well. And the bluegill colors and the baby bass patterns are super unique looking. And those get bit really, really well. And it's a pretty standard base of like four colors. That's cool. Really all you would need.
There you go. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Just about a minute left, but we want to get to Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers, who's the man from the Bay Bass Tournament. Good morning, Dwayne.
Hey, Dwayne.
Good morning, Pete. You've done a great job on letting everybody know about the reschedule of the Bay Bass Tournament. There's one thing that I want to add, though, is you can still sign up for it. We've extended the deadline to sign up for the tournament through Monday, so anybody who couldn't fish it today can certainly put in and fish for it next Saturday. That's why I just wanted to add that.
Yeah,
and with Eddie and Dennis not fishing, it opens another spot.
It opens another. That's right.
No,
that's
question
right
about it. You got a way better chance to get in the money.
Yeah, I'm pretty much planning on finishing ahead of those guys again this year. No big deal.
This year you know you're going to beat Dennis and Eddie. So, Dwayne, so how do we get into the tournament? Of course, it's going to be next Saturday. Same procedure, right? The big tent, the big raffle, the whole deal. But it's just a week later, right?
It's a week later. That's right. So go to our website, sandiegoanglers.com. Click on the tournaments tab and go to the Open Bay Bass section and just follow the directions. You can pay electronically this year, so it can be done very quickly.
Okay. And you change the deadline dates and everything on that website so people know that they can sign up through Monday.
Through Monday, that's correct.
Yeah, all right, Dwayne. Well, I know everybody's looking forward to it. Better opportunity, better tides, the whole deal, you know. And thanks to the Port of San Diego for allowing the opportunity to get the movement there, and that works.
Yes, it was very easy. I just went down to the port, and they did it very quickly there. So very accommodating. I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's
great news,
very
Dwayne.
Good.
Can't wait.
All right, Dwayne, next Saturday, sign up
next
before
Saturday.
Monday.
Yeah.
Spots available. Thanks, Dwayne. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys, two lucky callers, each have their $100 gift packs of MC Swim Baits. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
East Cape Fishing, Gen Rin is known as the best. This is Mark Rayer. Great service, top quality equipment, including all accurate reels, CalStar rods, and Cibarron electronics, has put my immaculately maintained twin-engine cruisers in a class of their own. For memories of a lifetime, just bring your hat and sunglasses, and we'll provide a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Our calendar's filling fast, so don't miss out. For packages, two live webcams, a weekly fish report, and more, check out TeamGenRin.com. We pick up at all East Cape resorts. So let's go fishing.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the $200 custom MC swim bait packs are going to one Derek in San Clemente and then Tom in Temecula. You got the other pack. You guys are going to be so stoked. Not anything better than those MC swim baits.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Corey.
Yeah, really
very,
cool,
always
Corey.
Very generous, very, very kind to support everybody out there and keep them in swim baits. And MC swim baits, the reason they're the best is because of Corey.
I agree, 100%.
Every single one hand-poured by Corey.
I appreciate that, Pete. And I appreciate the opportunity to share the passion and with the good times. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. So you'll be at the San Diego Bay Bass Tournament next Saturday under the big tent.
I will be. I'll have some of the new lures there to show. Okay. And then the next big stop is Long Beach Fred Hall.
Fred Hall, Long Beach.
Looking forward to that, like Bart was saying. And
Del Mar, Fred Hall.
And Del Mar. I won't be doing Bakersfield.
Yeah.
But looking forward to the good times for sure.
Yeah, heck yeah.
It'll be a good one. And in the meantime, website, more information, tackle stores, all that good stuff.
Yeah, mcswimbaits.com or join us on Facebook or whatever you want to do. Share the, you know, what you're doing and check it out.
All good.
All right, Corey.
Thanks,
well, we'll
Corey.
See you next Saturday, and we'll see you, of course, at the Fred Hall shows. And we'll see you back here on the Mighty 1090 tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. Want to thank our buddy Adam on the board on the other side of the glass and, of course, our buddy Ryan on the phones there. And we'll be back with Yanni tomorrow from Fisherman's Belly. We're cooking. Tomorrow.
I like it.
And get this, Rick. He said he's going to maybe cook a little something for us.
Oh,
right,
I like the sounds of that, buddy. I like the sounds
so
of that.
I'm hungry, and you can learn about some great eating tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m. right here on Let's Talk Hookup. We'll see you then. Fish to the right.